The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his small but daring group of raiders have been ordered to return to China. Seizing a Japanese bomber, they wing their way over the South Pacific, only to be shot down by alert U.S. Navy gunners. One of their number, the Hindu, Sabi, was killed. Another, Jim's co-leader, Colonel Sing Lee of China, was injured. The American carrier, whose guns had brought them down, sent a rescue launch for them. On board the carrier, Jim learned that an enemy submarine was stalking them. He received special permission to accompany a Navy ace, Whitey Jensen, on a reconnaissance mission to find and destroy the submarine. Suspecting it to be lurking among the reefs of a nearby bay, Whitey and Jim are looking for it. Suddenly, Jim sees three Jap Zeros hovering above them with the sun at their backs.
That's right, Whitey. Three Jap Zeros are waiting for us upstairs.
Can't see them with the sun behind them.
Well, they're there, all right.
Now, let them stay there, then. We came to do a job on that sub, and that's what we're going to do.
Oh, I ought to have my head examined.
Oh, cut it out, Jim.
I never should have talked the skipper into letting me take your regular gunner's place.
Well, you know how to work those guns.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm not passing myself off as any expert.
Are you scared, Jim?
Just between the two of us, Whitey. I'm scared plenty.
Good. Anybody who says he isn't at a time like this is either a fool or a liar.
Well, tell me, what's the best cure for it?
Now, fishing out a little hot lead generally helps.
Can do. I wonder what they're waiting for.
Chances are they're not sure we know they're there. They want to see what we're up to.
Oh. How much farther is the bay?
We'll be over in a minute. Well, there's the island dead ahead.
Huh? What happens if we don't find the sub there?
Well, then we look for it till we find it. Better warm up those guns, Jim.
Roger.
All set now?
Okay, Whitey.
What's your tracer mixture?
1 out of 5. Ought to be about right.
Yeah, that'll keep your aim corrected. Are they still up there?
Yeah, they must be. They've still got the sun behind them.
Well, there's the island. I'm going down for a look-see. Keep your eyes open, Jim. This is the moment they've been waiting for.
You're not kidding. One of them's peeling off to come after us.
Okay, hold your fire till you've got them right in the circle.
I know. I'm watching him.
I'll try to level off in time to give you a good crack at him. Don't take your eye off of him for a second.
Don't you worry. He's leveling off now and moving up fast.
No sign of any sub down there.
Then how about climbing so we'll have some elbow room?
Not till I've had a good look.
Level off, Whitey. He's moving up.
Roger.
Shooting way low.
Trying to explode our tin fish.
Hold a level now. He's still coming.
Hold it, Jim. He's banging out of range.
Yeah, he's playing it cozy.
He'll be back, don't worry. What about his playmates?
Can't see him. They're still hiding in the sun.
Yeah, waiting to see how Junior makes out.
Now look. Look, he's climbing for another dive.
I'll give him something to dive at. I'm going down some more.
Hey, Whitey, you know, it's a funny thing.
What is?
Boy, I'm hungry. I'll bet I could eat a whole cow, horns and all.
It's always that way in this crowd. It's a reaction. Hey, what's that down there?
Where?
Alongside that long coral reef. There, you see it?
It looks like a shadow to me. But if it's a shadow, how come it isn't on the other side of the reef like the other shadows? Whitey! Whitey, it must be the sub.
I hope so. But I'm not getting excited till I make sure.
Can you hold it a minute, Whitey? Our boyfriend's starting his dive.
Where?
Up above at 12 o'clock. See him?
Oh, yeah. His wings just flashed in the sun.
Here he comes.
He'll try to rake us. Hang on, Jim.
Hey, how do you expect me to shoot
him? Get it all figured out, didn't you, Moto?
You never figure you'd try a wing over at this altitude.
He'd have had us cold if I didn't. Now it's our turn. Keep your eye open for the other two up there.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going after this monkey.
Be a lot easier without our tin fish.
Just the same, I'm not getting rid of it. I need it in my business.
The other two are dropping down, Whitey. Here they come.
Well, that's your department, Jim. This baby is mine.
The other two are banking out of range.
Yeah, they saw they couldn't help number one.
Huh?
Look at him.
You got him, Whitey. He's trailing black smoke.
Pilot's trying to open his hatch and jump for it.
No soap. Look. Look, he's going into a spin.
So long, Mr. Moto.
Now, if we can take care of the other two.
Forget it, Jim. I've got to drop down and see if that shadow is the sub. That's our job. But to do it means we'll be wide open for those two zeros.
Fully realizing the price of success, the Navy pilot is determined to accomplish his mission. We'll return to Jungle Jim in just a moment. You know, besides Jungle Jim, the Comic Weekly brings you over 24 of your other favorite features. Its pages are crammed with mystery, suspense, melodrama. Yes, and chuckles, too. That's why the sparkling full-color pages of the Comic Weekly make Sunday morning adventure time. That's why 15 million readers, grown-ups and youngsters alike, have made the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. That's why 15 of the nation's top-ranking Sunday papers are its distributors. Read the Comic Weekly yourself. Let it brighten up your own Sunday morning, beginning this week. If you do, you'll make a habit of it from then on. A habit that will bring you excitement and entertainment the whole year through. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to this week's radio adventure, starring Jungle Jim.
Whitey, that is the sub down there.
Now the skipper had the right dope.
Oh, who'd have looked for it among all those coral reefs?
That's exactly what the Japs figured would think.
What about those other two monkeys?
Where are they?
They bank out of range and climb into the sun.
Yeah, they're playing it smart. Well, there's nothing we can do about them.
No chance of going after them?
Can't spare the gas, Jim.
Oh. And all they have to do is wait till we're too low to maneuver and...
That's about the size of it. And I've got to be low in order to get that sub.
Well, as you say, that's what we came to do.
Roger. The whole carrier's in danger as long as that sub's around. Two men and one plane isn't too high a price to pay for.
No. Not when it threatens the carrier and its whole crew.
Good man. Now, here's the layout. I'm circling around to go in fast and low. We'll only have one crack at it.
Then one will have to be enough.
I'll drop the torpedo, then skim over the water as fast as this baby will travel.
Then not worry about the two zeros?
I'm plenty worried about them. But they won't give us a chance to gain altitude. We'll have to do our stuff and then make a run for it.
How about tipping off the carrier that we've sighted it?
I will as soon as I make my run. It won't matter then if the Japs pick it up. I'm nearly set. Can you see those zeros?
No. The sun's too bright.
They'll dive on us as soon as I start my run. Keep your eye on them and do the best you can.
Okay, Whitey.
Well, here goes.
Yep, you're right. One of them's diving to head us off.
Hold your fire till I drop the tin fish.
Okay. I'll hold everything till you say the word.
You'll feel the plane lurch a little when I release it.
And that zero's dropping fast.
Don't take your eye off of him.
I wonder what the other one's waiting for.
He wants to be ready in case I try to climb. You all right, Jim?
Yep. That was close. He's leveling off now.
You'll get on our tail. Get set for him.
Don't worry.
Cross your fingers now. Here goes.
Any luck?
Can't tell yet. Keep your eye on that zero.
You got it. Whitey, you got it.
Look that way.
Locked it right against that reef.
Now, let's make sure. And where's that zero?
Right on our tail, as you said.
Now, let's see if he can stay there, then.
Careful!
Now, I'm watching it.
Oh, he nearly touched the water with a wing.
A few more inches would have meant curtains, all right. But I want to make sure that sub is a dead pigeon. Hey, how about that zero?
Caught him flat-footed. He's climbing out of the way.
Gonna try another dive.
Hey, there's the sub. Look at that oil smudge.
Rolled right over on her back.
And Whitey, look. at that hole in her stern.
I'd better wire this my report while I'm still able to. They'll answer in a second. Now, any message you want to send Jim?
Just wish him a Merry Christmas.
There they are. Yeah, it's Red Donovan on the key. I can tell by his touch.
Better make it snappy, Whitey. That zero will dive again in a minute.
Roger.
What are you telling them? Sighted sub? Sank same?
Works to that effect. I told them we got the sub and what our position is.
What about the zeros?
I told them.
Too bad. You can't ask them to send you a ration book so we get some gas.
Yeah. The needle's getting lower than Hirohito's conscience.
Look, Whitey. That monkey's starting his dive.
Yeah. Well, with that tin fish gone, I can show him a couple of tricks this time.
They better be good ones. He's right on a beam this time.
As soon as I see the flash of his guns, I'll kick the rudder over.
Watch it, then. Here he comes.
Hang on, Jim.
Hey, what's that?
Never mind. Watch that jack.
He hit that water like a ton of bricks.
Couldn't fall out of his dive.
That's two of them that won't bother us anymore.
Yeah, but number three has got us right where he wants us.
What's wrong, Whitey? Why is our motor coughing?
Nothing to keep it going. We're out of gas, Jim.
You think we can make one of the islands?
Not unless we swim for it. I'll set her down as easy as I can, but...
Better tell the carrier, Whitey.
Yeah. Jim, I'm killing the intercom. Keep your helmet on.
Roger. Come on, Whitey. Never mind the wireless.
Go ahead, Jim. Get out.
You all right?
Yeah. Shake it up a little and get your hatch open.
Come on, Whitey.
I'm all right. Let's go.
Get as far away from the plane as you can. Remember, there's another zero up there.
You're telling me.
Here he comes, Whitey.
Oh, that's dirty. He's going to scramble. Stuck, Whitey. Stuck him. Jim. Jim, where are you? Did he get you? Jim. Jim, where are you?